latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
The movie Hillsong Let Hope Rise releases in the US this week. Directed by Michael John Warren, the film captures the onstage energy and offstage heart of the Australian group United. So why a film about an Aussie Christian band, I hear you say? Well, it's no exaggeration to say that United is one of the most influential acts in the world, not just in Christian music. They've reportedly sold more albums than Lady Antebellum, about the same number as the Jonas Brothers, and they aren't trailing Miley Cyrus by all that much. USA Today says their sound, musicianship, and overall vibe is reminiscent of Coldplay, and they basically own a day of the week, Sunday, when the music industry estimates put the number of people singing at least one of their songs somewhere in the world each week at 50 million. That's double the number of songs iTunes sells on a given day. But the impact the music of Hillsong has on the world can't be measured in sales numbers or critical accolades. Yes, they've been responsible for several hits. Say the Word, Touch the Sky, Relentless, Hosanna, Point of Difference, Lead Me to the Cross, and Search My Heart. Not forgetting their best-known tune, Oceans, Where Feet May Fail, which spent a year atop Billboard's Christian Songs chart and earned Song of the Year honours at the Dove Awards, the Grammys of Christian music. But there's something deeper going on. Co-producer Ben Field from Hillsong explains how the film came about.
I met some producers in LA. I was at a conference and spent some time with them. Post that, I just started to build a relationship with them. I mean, I've always had a passion for directing and producing film. I know that's something that God's, you know, called me to over the years. And I just wanted to build a relationship with them. Out of that, I got them tickets to go and see Hillsong United at the Hollywood Bowl, which was a few weeks after. Those producers took another friend who was a non-believer too, just to come and see. He's a guy that was involved in music and Broadway and made some music films. Something touched him. He explains it in a way that, like that first touch of the Holy Spirit, and he just said there was something about it, that in the lyrics that were being sung, in the atmosphere, I felt a presence of something and I didn't know what it was. And the wheels started turning on that idea. He couldn't shake that over the next couple of weeks, and you know, he's an LA Hollywood film producer, and he called and said, look, would you guys ever consider having a concert film or a music documentary made on Hillsong, its reach of its music, the church? In it, I want to discover what is that thing that I felt, because I can't shake it. I don't know what it is, but I want others to feel it, because within that he felt a great sense of hope and freedom, and he wanted to seek after that. And we just really felt like it was a good opportunity for a peek behind the curtain of a large church like Hillsong, and to really help smash some of the stereotypes that can be built up around Christian bands like United or prominent pastors like Pastors Brian and Bobby, and just get behind it and share our heart for people and God and the church, which quite often through other media outlets doesn't get the full story.
Hillsong Let Hope Rise releases in Australia on Thursday, October 6. In other news, Jamie Grace says she's looking forward to going grey. The 24-year-old recently posted that she's found two grey hairs in her head. She told her fans that she's so excited and hopes the grey hairs stay and invite their friends. Jordan Felice says he switched from being a drummer to becoming a singer on the day the worship leader didn't show up. The video to his song Never Too Far Gone has just been released on YouTube. Mariah Peters is doing some modelling in LA this week. Meanwhile, her husband Joel Smallbone has celebrated the release day of Priceless, the novel, by videoing himself purchasing a copy at his local Costco. And Big Daddy Weave member Jason Weaver joined the rest of the band on stage last week for his first appearance since having both feet amputated to stop a devastating infection. The appearance took place at the Christian Music Broadcasters Momentum Conference, where Big Daddy Weave received the Rich Mullins Impact Award. The band shared a photo on social media as their bass player sat on stage in a wheelchair and received a long, loud standing ovation. Jason is still recovering from the amputation earlier this year, but his brother Mike Weaver, the frontman of the band, says they still hope he will eventually be able to return to the band. That's all for this week. I'm Cam Want with the TCM Update.